Good afternoon, everybody. It's Halloween and it's time for our October market update. It's been an interesting October in St Albans. We've continued to be pretty busy across all fronts of our business. So could you just give me a bit of an overview of how you found business in October?
Yeah, thank you, Ron, and good afternoon, everybody. Yes, absolutely. I mean, October has been pretty busy, I think, throughout most of our sort of KPIs. I mean, valuations have been really, really encouraging, just like last month. I mean, we've seen a huge level of new business and new valuations come into the office over the last couple of weeks. And that's led to really strong levels of new applicants, new clients registering, again, against real varied levels of stock that we're marketing. And we're still seeing, I wouldn't say brilliant levels of offers, but good levels of offers. And there's specific areas of the market that seem to be doing better than others, I suppose, like any time. Especially houses near excellent schools, and some of the 50s, some such houses also seem to be doing rather well.
Okay, John, so that's really interesting. So you're still seeing that trend that we've seen pretty much all the year, in and around excellent local schools and reasonable priced housing.
Absolutely, yeah, that has not changed at all. It seems the demand there is as strong as ever.
That's good to know. What's the level of incoming applicants been like, John? New applicants registering to buy in October?
Again, it's just really interesting because if we look at where we were last month, and I think we agreed, we had an incredible last 2 weeks of September, but applicants have actually, they're actually higher this month than where they were this time last month, which I think is really, really quite encouraging to see that level of buyers that are registering within the business.
Oh, wow, that is interesting. And what kind of, apart from being close to local schools, what kind of styles of property and types of property are people buying, John?
It's interesting because it still is a bit of everything. I mean, typically properties that are near good school catchments, three, four bedroom semi-detached houses, the extended stock. I mean, we've done some good business around Beechwood Avenue and Salisbury Avenue recently. Properties on the Ridgeway have done very well as well over the last couple of months. But then, we see other properties as well, like, for example, the 50s houses and towards our New Greens. Again, excellent schools locally, and they're reasonably priced properties. Again, they're faring rather well. But, you look at the apartment market, if it's priced correctly, I mean, we've got a couple of amazing apartments at the moment that are, getting some excellent interest. But it doesn't mean that it's just the properties next to excellent schools that are doing very well. I mean, we've had offers in on properties a bit further afield. We've had them towards sort of London Coney that have had some good interest as well, Brickett Wood as well. So it's a bit of a variety on what we're seeing at the moment.
Okay, thanks very much for that, John. There's been a little bit of conjecture recently in the lots of different mainstream media outlets, to name but one or none, about property prices going into 2024. And it was always interesting to touch on this because in St Albans, everybody wants to know what's going to be coming up. What do you feel about property prices towards the end of 2023 into 24, John?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, isn't it? And I mean, to be fair, I don't think anyone can give a really straight up honest answer on that question. However, I'll give you my opinion. We're finishing the year fairly strongly. There's some decent products out there from lenders that have been being offered that are much better than where they were a couple of months ago. And I think going into 2024, as and if rates do start to reduce a bit further, then of course more people will come back into the market. But as I would say to any seller, that's not a reason to delay a move because, again, there is some really good levels of good quality buyers, that are registering with us at the moment. And prices, whatever they do, it is relative. So, if you're selling at one price, you're going to need to buy at another. And it is relative depending on where you're buying, whether you're trading up or trading down. So it's a difficult question to answer, but you know, I say St Albans is a very robust area, and you know, with the excellent transport links, superb schools, and I'd say a general fantastic market city that we live and operate in, you can't go too far wrong.
Well, John, well, thank you very, very much for your time. Lots of really good stuff there for people to think about. We'll be back in November, won't we, when it's really, 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 really dark evenings from 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about how busy we've been for November. So thanks again, John.
Thank you, Ron. Cheers.